Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. 5 days a week.
Just talking with my producer because he's got an 8-year-old daughter and my 12 and 15-year-old kids. Yay, they go to school next week. And for every parent, that is just so exciting. They've been staying up late. They zone out with their cell phones. They eat all during the day, eating snacks. So going back to school is a big adjustment. And most children, some, need that little bit of help transitioning back to that routine. And I would advise you parents, if your kids are starting next week, the following week, or after Labor Day, to start now. You have to get them in bed earlier. If you have to see your pediatrician, that's a good time to check out your vaccination schedule. Make sure you're on board with that. There's a pre-participation physical for sports that you might need to go see them about and have that filled. The dentist. I'm going to have my daughter seeing the dentist next week before she goes back to school. Eye doctors, making sure all of their health tests are up to date. Make sure that they get that healthy breakfast those first couple of days and every day. They're not used to eating breakfast. Kids get up, they lay around, maybe they eat some snacks, and they're not necessarily doing those 3 squares a day plus their afternoon snack thing. So it's time to start getting your kids back into that routine. Getting them to go to bed early is probably the hardest of all those things. You know I'm the sleep police in this house. My kids have already started going to bed earlier. You know, 8 o'clock is definitely the time that we start the process, getting ready. 7:30 even for my 12-year-old daughter. And I think that that's part of the hardest part, is getting them to bed early, getting them to eat a good healthy breakfast again, getting them back on track with all of those health vaccinations and things. So that's what you need to think about. Make yourself a list. Make sure you're up to date with your vaccines. Make sure they've seen the dentist and the eye doctor and all of the doctors that they need. Get their pre-participation physicals. Get them to bed early eating. I mean, all of it. But it's time now, parents. So start this process now, because if you wait till the school year starts, it's not going to happen very quickly. So now's the time, and it helps them with the stress and anxiety of going back to school anyway. Some kids get real anxious about it. So getting them to do all these healthy things is going to make for a better beginning to the school year. We have more great show coming up. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.